In the name of the living God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I hath needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. It's an old hymn. It's been stuck in my head and my heart for much of the past year. Throughout these 12 months, we have seen God's faithfulness in ways I could barely have imagined standing here a year ago today. Today is our annual parish meeting, the day we look back at where we've been, give thanks to God for what he's done in our midst, and look forward and begin to name some of the things we think he will do in the coming year. In many ways, I could keep these remarks exceptionally brief if I just pointed to all that God has done and sat down, giving thanks to our Father in heaven. Because great has been his faithfulness indeed. Last year, just a few highlights. Last year, we began with 1 week, one book, survey of each book in the New Testament. Through our Sunday morning worship, take-home reading guides, our Wednesday evening group, many of us grew deeper in love with the Bible and, more importantly, with the one to whom it reveals. Several in our midst took on the Bible challenge, just concluding their reading of every word of the sacred scriptures. Maybe this year is your year. We have new guides for 2014. We then experienced a robust Lent, numerous opportunities to grow, a full slate of Holy Week offerings. Many attended those truly special and meaningful services for the first time. We had an Easter sermon series, What If One Morning Everything Changed, drew each of us closer to the meaning of the resurrection in our own lives. Didn't even really slow down in the summer. In a terrific parish picnic, a preaching series focused on our parish mission. We kicked off the fall with a Bring a Friend Sunday. Another year of increases in stewardship participation, a great All Saints Sunday, an Advent focus on worship and hospitality, a beautiful Christmas, and a continually growing average Sunday attendance. Throughout the year, several new ministries started, our children's church for the under 12 set, additional fellowship opportunities, an outing for our teens, an improved Sunday bulletin. And, of course, the arrival of Dr. Michael Cover and his family. Covers have added to the life and vitality of this community. We are much stronger for their labors, however long we get to enjoy them. Hope everyone joins me in appreciating the gifts they bring. I think it's fair to say I may go the whole of my full-time ministry for years to come, I hope, and may never share on a parish team with a scholar of such caliber. It's a great privilege to have the Covers here. We saw a much-needed enhancement to our physical plant. Our financial life is the healthiest it's been in years. And that's literally just the highlights. Each of those works of God in our midst have required a sacrificial response from many in this room as leaders and volunteers. So very, very many of you have made tremendous sacrifices in order to respond to what God is doing in this place. God takes human beings so seriously and loves us so deeply. He never forces this kind of growth upon us. Rather, he provides us the opportunity to respond to what he's doing and get involved in his work. Thank you. Thank you for your tremendous response to what God is doing here. There are a few specific thank yous we'll take care of as our meeting continues downstairs. But again, thank you to each of you for your labors. We can see God's tremendous faithfulness in our life here at St. Francis. Great is his faithfulness indeed. And given all that he's done, it might be tempting to assume we've somehow arrived. Often we look at life, parish life in particular, as a trip of sorts, as if we're just trying to get to the destination. And given all that God's done at St. Francis, it might really seem like we've made it. But our parish is not on a trip, far from it. Our parish is on a journey. A journey is much more than just a fancy or a long trip. A journey is an ongoing quest, straining for what lies ahead, pressing on toward the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. We do not arrive this side of Zion. We keep laboring for the heavenly prize. In the coming year, God is leading us toward further opportunities to grow in our faith, toward additional Bible studies, a new Sunday School for Adults series like the one beginning next week on the Lord's Prayer. He's called many of us to focus even more deeply on engagement in the wider community. Other things will continue to happen as we build the parish infrastructure to respond to what God is doing. We'll work toward continual improvement in our principal communication avenues, our website, our bulletin each Sunday, our weekly emails, and our new monthly newsletter. These are just a few of the things that it means for us to strain for what lies ahead, for us to press on to that upward call. As many of you know, this parish was started in what some folks would call a kind of storefront parish. It wasn't really in a storefront, but it was a parish without a facility, meeting in borrowed space, an empty funeral home chapel on Sunday mornings. This parish was started as a true missionary outpost, going into a place where the church had not been before, reaching out to new people, developing a community, growing in their faith. Despite the many seasons we've been through and the great faithfulness God has shown us in the past year, we are still, thankfully, still that storefront church here for the sake of bringing the gospel to Chesterton and in so doing, participating in God's kingdom breaking in to the world. And at this exact moment, we at St. Francis find ourselves coming to something of a crossroads. Due to the health and vitality brought about by the work of the Holy Spirit in this place in these past many months, I found myself thinking again about, it's about 2 years ago now, first drove down that driveway, was having an interview with the vestry. I remember one thing rang out clear from each and every person who spoke that day. The one mandate they laid down before me, should we decide to work together at St. Francis. The vestry told me St. Francis was needing to grow to a kind of place that could support a full-time priest on their own. We all knew then, as we know now, I wouldn't be that person. We were all considering a shared ministry. But the hope was that the next season would see such growth, such a work of the Spirit, we could make strides toward that future. I am completely confident that the raw materials, the raw demographics of the community in which we're situated, the uniqueness of St. Francis offerings amongst other Christian communities in Chesterton, and the faithfulness we have seen God live out in the past year. I am confident, completely confident, that such future possibilities are amongst the possible futures for St. Francis. It is certainly possible. It's hard to understate what a dramatic turn this could ultimately mean in our common life and our impact on the community. Having a dynamic, undistracted leader completely and solely dedicated to this place, to its mission and vision, toward making this a thriving and healthy Christian community and a vibrant witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ in Chesterton, such a change would have a huge impact in northern Porter County and a huge impact in the inbreaking of the kingdom of God in the world. But such a future is only one of the possibilities before us. And that possibility, while the impact would be phenomenal, that possibility of working toward that kind of role here would involve changes in the way we operate, the way we make decisions, the way we're led, the expectations we have of one another, and in many ways, the very character of this place. To be a church who decides to take on full-time leadership at some point in the future is a church many times larger than ourselves, a greater number of programs, many more leaders, more tightly managed decision-making, and a number of other evolutions from where we currently exist. I can feel the room wondering, beginning to ponder, what is he saying? What's he talking about? Is he speaking in some sort of code? Or put more bluntly, what does he want from us this morning? This morning, in response to God's incredible faithfulness here, I merely want to call our common attention to the multitude of futures before us. And I want to ask each of you to pray as we discern together what God wants for our future here. God has been extraordinarily faithful to us. He has answered our prayers for this place in ways greater and more different than we could ever have imagined. But God is also looking at you and me. Having blessed us with these many gifts, given us much, he expects much. He wants to know how we'll respond. What do we say to the opportunities lying before us? Do we march forward and develop a strategic multi-year plan for the continued evolution of St. Francis, or do we adopt for a different future? At this point, I hope you won't hear me lobbying for any one particular answer to this question. I have to say I'm not 100% sure what lies in front of us. I know the Lord is blessing this place. This place isn't going anywhere. But I know that we must decide that future together. I know God has blessed us richly and is going to want to know what we've done with his blessings. So I hope the answer we come to, as we come to it, is the one we come to from a deepening in our own relationship with the Lord. I have never been more confident than I am today of the mission started in that funeral home chapel not that long ago. We are laboring in the vineyard those first missionaries planted as we worship God and bring others to know him, as we grow in our faith and care for one another in our community. Thank you to each of you for responding to God's extraordinary faithfulness so far. It has been a truly moving experience to be on this ride with you. And I hope that you're excited for the next chapter in our story. It's going to be an incredible year. In the name of God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.